This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And I know I said I wouldn't talk about this team again. This is how bad it is. The Jets don't even want to run the risk of putting them out there against the Dolphins. And so Joe Flacco again. And it is just one way to basically hammer home the point that it's another lost season for the New York Jets.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, three-time Super Bowl champion Matt Light, three-time NBA champion Dwayne Wade, still to come, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. This next guest is joining us here in a matter of moments on the Rich Eisen Show. It's perfectly timed because we're talking football and pop culture. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
I'm better now that I've seen you in a bunny outfit.
I just put that in a meme because I came on the air and had a hot take of saying I'm not a fan of A Christmas Story. What can I tell you? I'm just not a fan. Not a fan. It's 38 years ago today. This movie was in a theater near you. Never saw it in a theater. I've, of course, seen it on television. And I was like, okay. Don't need to see it too many times. Just that guy. And I'm asking, you know, what movie is that for you? Del Tufo, thankfully, came in as my human shield because he said Shawshank is that movie for
you. One and done. One and done.
You're my human shield. You're taking all the heat.
Terrible.
You're like the bottom of that capsule as this take is coming back in from the atmosphere. It's the bottom of the capsule just taking in all that heat.
Rich, you realize how many eyes have not been shot out because of A Christmas Story?
I'm not saying it's not.
They've been saving lives.
I know, I always knew not to put my tongue on a pole, on a freezing pole, because of that. I'm not saying that there's not cautionary tales. Yeah. I'm just saying the rest of it's not so much. You were the Fast and Furious films, correct?
That's what it's just something I'm not into.
And Brockman, you say you didn't care for what? What you didn't care for?
Titanic,
because you've got a cold heart. But you and just to say how. So you're blaming it on the Kate Winslet character. You should put Jack on the door, right?
There's plenty of room on the door.
Absolutely.
If you love him so much, save his life.
Yeah. That's why, again, with Week 11 beckoning, tonight on the Triple Cast on Amazon and NFL Network and Fox, and so many great storylines in the NFL to talk about. A perfect guest, perfectly timed, as we're going down this pop culture wormhole. Is the host of 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt on the Spotify podcast network. As well as Good Morning Football, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, every single day on NFL Network. One of our favorites back here on the Rich Eisen Show is Kyle Brandt. How are you, Kyle?
Rich, I'm loving life. Are you kidding me? I just cashed a $67 check for Days of Our Lives Scandinavian Residual.
Hey!
Money.
So you saw that yesterday, huh?
God, I was laughing. I love it. I relate on a very small scale. When those checks come in, baby needs a new pair of shoes. Let's go.
So do you really get residuals from your soap work from back in the day?
It's dried up. You know, it has dried up. But for years, I would get, and they would always be from some European country. I did 3.5 years on Days of Our Lives in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they still love them. In Finland or Holland or wherever over there, because every once in a while I'll get a little check and I don't mind it.
Well, I found out yesterday the folks in Spain love draft day, man. They can't get enough of draft day over in Spain, you know. Amazing. That's just so funny. Yeah, Switzerland.
They love that Jennifer Garner in Spain. That's what I heard about it. I'm into it.
They do. Dennis Leary is the coach of the Cleveland Browns, by the way. How about that casting option? He told me that he's reached out to Belichick to prepare for the role. Bless him.
Is that right?
I mean, if you're the fan of the Patriots and you're going to play a head coach in an NFL film, don't you use that to try and reach out to Belichick? I mean, of course
absolutely.
You do that.
That's my in. And then I would want all the nuances of it. I like that the draft decision hinges upon that the quarterback had no one come to his birthday party. I love that movie for all its charms. And it's certainly the Dennis Leary, Bill Belichick impression is one of them.
Hey, man, so I guess which quarterback today do you think nobody went to their birthday party because they're not doing well in the NFL? Like, that's it now. That's our topic bar conversation. So do you have a movie that other people love, many people find they love, and you don't care for it, and that's the hot take? You got one of those?
I gotta tell you, Rich, I'm not a big Christmas Story guy.
Hey!
I'm
you and me. I'm not a Christmas Story guy either.
I'm kind of seeing it now from a different perspective than I did as a child. Like, now as a parent. So let me get this straight. Ralphie wants a projectile weapon for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Now, his parents tell him the whole show, the whole movie, you're going to shoot your eye out, you're going to shoot your eye out. In 12 seconds of him having the dumb gun that they bought him because they're saps, he shoots his damn eye out. They were right. And then on top of that, like, the episode in the alley with Scott Farkas, I think that Ralphie has some rage issues. I don't know if I want him having a projectile weapon. The whole thing strikes me terrible now as a parent, and I'm out.
Okay, so now it just doesn't – that. So you and I are lockstep on that. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of a miserable movie. Like, it's – he blames his using the F-bomb on Flick next door, and then Flick gets, I think, beaten by his mom over the phone, and then Ralphie has soap in his mouth, and then there's a miserable Santa Claus who kicks him in the face down a slide. It's like yeah. – it's actually kind of this weird horror take on Christmas, and I don't want my kids to see that.
Yeah, I get you. Trust me, but, you know, kids' movies are different when you grow up and you get – you know, and then you have fresh perspective. Perfect example, I'm showing my kids Beauty and the Beast years ago, and I'm like, do I mind teaching my sons that one day if they find somebody who they like a lot, all you got to do is just lock that person up in the library downstairs and they'll come around? Like, is that the message I'm sending them? You know,
and every, I think it is.
You know, in every Disney movie, the parents eat it in every single Disney movie. And I'm like, what am I telling my kids right now? You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah, Belle's mom is nowhere to be seen. And then, you know, Rich, the Disney formula was just kill off all the parents. And they're like, no, we're going to start differently. We're going to have this Frozen movie. And these two young gals, they're great. It's beautiful. Family, and look, they live in this castle and everything. 10 minutes into the movie, both parents killed in a boat.
Ouch!
Wreck, dead.
Ouch!
Wait.
Ouch. Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Dude, what do you mean spoiler alert?
No.
Sorry.
First 30 seconds of the movie.
They go down in the ship.
Here, Mom.
Yes, they go down with a ship.
Yeah, it's awful. Awful.
It is. All right. Very good. Kyle Brandt here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I will ask you the question that Chris Brockman asked me earlier on in our news segment. That we just came up with because we had time to kill. Called what are we calling it?
What's more likely?
What's more likely?
Oh, I love it.
Okay,
let's go. Yeah.
So ask him the question about this weekend's big Week 11 matchup in Arrowhead. Chris Brockman, ask him that.
Yes,
ask him that one.
Massive game there, Kyle. Cowboys Chiefs.
Yep.
What's more likely? Cowboys make the Super Bowl. Chiefs make the Super Bowl.
Go for it. Kyle Brandt, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm looking at this game. I'm calling it the Poser Bowl. One of these teams is posers. They're trying to be cool, and they're not. We're going to find out. It's one of these, like, WWE does, like, their loser leaves town. Like, I'm not interested in either of these teams, whoever they lose. If they win, I think Dallas is more likely, guys. I really do. I'm actually picking Dallas outright in this game because we shifted. For 2 months, we said, what's wrong with the Chiefs? And then this week, we said, are the Chiefs back? I don't think so. Rich, I look at it this way. When I was in my, let's call it my drinking prime in my mid-20s, I would often suffer a hangover. And the next day, in the morning, like the day is wasted. You don't want to get off the couch. You feel like hell, terrible decisions. That was the Chiefs for a while. And then inevitably, there was this moment around 2 p.m. when it just would feel like it was gone. I think it's fine. I think I can get up and be productive. That's nonsense. It's just a brief respite from your hangover. It's hangover fool's gold. You go out, you try to do something, and it hits you like a ton of bricks a half hour later. I think we got the hangover fool's gold last week from the Chiefs against the Raiders.
Wow.
I really do. I'm not going to take the cheese on that one. I still don't think this is a great team. I think Dallas is going
to
beat them.
I chose the Chiefs because the AFC is an easier path to the basket here in Los Angeles than the NFC. You know, that at some point the Cowboys are going to have to go up against one of the Bays. Potentially somebody from the NFC West who I imagine will have a better chance of it in January than the current state of the top of the NFC West right now with the banged up Cardinals and then the Rams, whatever's going on with them. That's why I chose the Chiefs.
It's a good point because the word we've been using, the AFC right now is goulash. It's just a bunch of mishmash and spices and meat and sauce, and I don't think anything really sticks out. It's an absolute mess. If you were to say, Rich, it's one of these fun conversations, we would go back to August and be like, all right, heading into Thanksgiving, the number one team in the AFC is going to be the Titans without Derrick Henry.
Correct.
That's asinine. It's ridiculous.
We
have them.
Right.
We have the Bills who lost 9-6 to the Jaguars. We have the Titans who lost to the Jets. we have the Ravens who got crushed by the Dolphins. There is no champion. If you're going to do a trial by combat in the AFC, I really don't even know who you're throwing in with. If the strongest choice is the Titans without their 2,000-yard rusher, that's a wild conference.
Well, here's my mountain for that trial by combat. Patriots.
Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It starts tonight. You know, short week game on the road, and I know you could say Atlanta this, Atlanta that, and who they really beaten in their win streak, but you still got to beat who's in front of you, and a short week game on the road is no joke in the NFL. Then you're home for the Titans, and then you're at the Bills. These next 3 weeks will show whether the rubber is truly meeting the road. We've seen this movie before, Kyle. Mm-hmm. This movie has been shown before, and I know MJ10 is not TB12. But if this is 2001, we had Matt Light on earlier, it kind of does look like the same movies on spooling. What do you think?
It's really fun. It does feel like a movie. I think the best barometer of right now of where the Patriots are if you get into the heart of the Bills Mafia. And because they're right there and watching it, I get to talk pretty often to Steve Tasker. And I was talking to he and Chris Brown a few days ago that he works with, and you know, they're going off. They're so sensitive and defensive, the Bills, about what's going on with the Patriots. And they're saying, oh, come on, everybody's hyping this Mac Jones, and they think the Patriots can do this. Come on, that's crazy. And I go, well, guys, you are a little nervous, right? Like, oh, we're terrified. We're absolutely terrified.
Yeah, man.
They're terrified because this is the best part, Rich. Let's say the Patriots do get in the playoffs, and let's say they win a playoff game, and they lose in the divisional round. That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. If you are the Bills, if you are the AFC, 2021 is nothing. I'm thinking about the 2029 Patriots, the 2034 Patriots, head coached by Josh McDaniels, still with Mac Jones. They're attempting to do the back-to-back great quarterbacks. That's this year with small potatoes. It's the fact that maybe they have found someone. And guess what? That guy can't run fast. He can't do the no-look pass. He's not Kyler Murray. He just stands there and plays quarterback just like the guy before him. That's the real nightmare.
Exactly. And it doesn't look like he's bothered by anything.
No.
Nothing.
Fine.
Like he's not breaking a sweat, even though obviously what he's doing is highly, highly difficult. And, you know, when toe meets ball on that Monday night, mm-hmm. right, in week – what I guess that's 13. So in week Baker's dozen to wrap up Monday night, uh-huh. and it's Bills versus Patriots, and it's time. You know, there will be a lot of butterflies in the Bills Mafia stomach, because what if, like last year, you could say the Bills finally flipped the script, and I thought that was going to be the narrative coming in, because which team doesn't have a stumble with a rookie quarterback? Well, the 2021 mm-hmm. Patriots are showing that is not always the case. So when it all comes down to it, last year you could throw it out. Like that was Brady out and Cam in, and you know, and who the heck knew what was going on with that quarterback situation? This is kind of a different story. Like now's the time to slay that dragon. Now's the time. Right.
I gave Belichick a year, whatever. He had opt-outs. He was trying to thing with Cam. It wasn't there. Handpicked the quarterback, handpicked the free agents. This has handprints all over it. And I remember when the Bills smoked the Patriots at the end of last year, there was this long embrace and exchange between Belichick and McDermott, and it really looked like Belichick is saying, you know, it's passing the torch. Love you, classy guy, take it away. And not a chance. I've even gone past this, Rich. Have you even, in your excitement about the Patriots, and I know you have it and you should, have you allowed yourself, have you indulged in the idea that it could be a Tampa versus New England Super Bowl?
Of course.
Have you even thought about it?
Of course. It has crossed my mind.
Oh, my God.
But it has crossed my mind, but it is still just so, you know, difficult to even comprehend what that would look like in Los Angeles, California. That would be off the charts now, because that's what we were all talking about the minute that Brady left to go to Tampa. Uh-huh. Is like, well, they don't play New England until 2021. So how about the Super Bowl this year, especially since it's in Tampa? And we all know, certainly right around this time last year, as Brady was, who knew, getting ready to be boat raced by the Kansas City Chiefs in the first quarter of that game of Thanksgiving mm-hmm. weekend. That was the Sunday of Thanksgiving. And Romo's like, I don't know, Jim, maybe they'll be playing each other on this field. And he was right, you know. And so you can't discount it right now, man.
I know,
you
can't. And I think that the Mac Jones thing, his most impressive game was a game that he lost. His most impressive game was against Brady.
Right.
He wasn't great. He didn't put up huge numbers. He didn't win. But his pulse didn't bounce, and he outplayed Brady. That's all these young guys, all they care about is, do they freak out? Do they lose their head? He didn't. That's the one I remember. It's not even any of this win streak. It's that one. And, oh God, I'd sell my soul to have that replay. Oh, God.
Kyle, not only have I thought about it, but on Monday, you could have bet a Patriots-Bucks Super Bowl at 33-1.
33?
Maybe I did.
Okay. All right. As an NFL employee, I do not condone this behavior.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, I frown upon it, and I'm actually confused by it. I don't know what you mean by the future or something like that.
What's 33-1? That's going to be the final score? You can't score 1 point.
Nicely done.
Don't worry about it, guys. Drinks on me that week.
Nicely done. Don't worry. He's just prepared in his own house with Sarah Tiano rooting for the Falcons tonight.
Yeah.
And him. It's like, is this a separate television situation?
Oh, no. She knows what's going to happen.
Oh, God. All right. So you had Bill Pullman on your pod.
He did.
Yes. And you went flat out right in on the speechifying for Independence Day. And, you know, we had him here in studio last week, and we were preparing. I'll tell you, what we wanted to do was to give him a little megaphone and have him read out the playoff speech and the we are who the Bears are who we thought they were speech.
Yeah.
And then the Tomlin never say never but never speech. But then we heard that he hates people coming up with ideas exactly like that. And I'm like, oh no! But you got him to actually go there. You actually got him. He was saying some of the speech himself, right?
I had him finish the speech about the final line, and then what we did, which I guess either he was willing to do, was I said, all right, Bill, let's bring in some competitors to this Coliseum right here. I think it's the greatest hype speech in movie history. But coming through door number one, let's play William Wallace. Let's play Herb Brooks. Let's play Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street. And we played them all. And he maintained, he stood up for himself.
Okay.
And he said, I still think that President Whitmore is better. And he had great takes. He said, listen, the Herb Brooks miracle speech is fantastic. The William Wallace speech is fantastic. I wasn't just talking to the United States or to Scotland. I'm talking to the entire world.
Mankind.
United
Mankind.
Against this foreign enemy. And I got goosebumps when he said it. And I think he's right.
Mankind, man. You know, at some point, You can't trump when you're trying to save mankind, you know.
No, you can't. But he's a complete gentleman,
sweetheart. Right.
There's one point where I wanted to shake him by the shoulders, though. He gets space balls. Okay, he's really young. He has very few credits.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Brooks sees him in a play and says, "I want that guy to be Lone Star in my Star Wars spoof." During the shooting and the entire process of making that movie, Pullman reveals that he had never seen Star Wars, never saw the movie, had no idea. And I said, Bill, so you're doing the lightsaber fight with Moranis, and you're John Candy is dressed as some sort of dog, and you didn't even get the references? And he's like, well, you know, I'm just sticking to what's on the page. I was incredulous about it, and yet he pulled it off.
Wow. Next thing you're going to
next
thing you're going to tell me, Cleavon Little never saw a Western before Blazing Saddles. My God.
I got to think that, you know, the Wayans brothers, when they were making the Scary Movie, had seen Scream. They probably saw it before, but not Pullman. He just does what's on the page.
Kyle, always appreciate our chats. Appreciate it. We'll see you on Good Morning Football again tomorrow, every day at 7 a.m. Eastern time. And who's on your next pod? You got one you want to promote, or you're still?
Yeah, we got a bunch of them coming up. J.K. Simmons, the inimitable J.K. Simmons, Oscar winner, Whiplash.
Yes.
And I think we're going to get Sebastian Maniscalco, who I've always wanted to talk to.
Maybe.
That's the best. It's so fun.
Nice. Now, there's
got a lot of Chipotle takes.
There's a couple of Ohio State connections with those two right there.
Yeah.
Number one is J.K. Simmons. Whenever he comes on this show, it's a difficult interview for me because he is a diehard. Okay. Oh, my God. I think his dad was a music teacher. And so that's what makes the Whiplash, I guess, gig so much important. And Maniscalco visited Ohio State prior to the Oregon game this year, and he wore blue at practice, and I think he's the reason why Ohio State has a loss this year.
That's true.
Oh yeah. So if you haven't interviewed him, bring that one up.
I never have, but I feel like I just did half the prep. Right?
There you go. My pleasure. Thanks again, Kyle. You're terrific, and I always appreciate you calling. Let's chat
again.
You're
the best, soon. Rich, and right no more Christmas you. Story, fellas. I'm out on it. I'm
he's
with you,
out.
Buddy.
That's
you.
A mic drop, everybody. That's Kyle O'Brien, everyone. Oh, now there he is. It's the bunny rabbit. Hey. Now he's in the bunny rabbit outfit.
I gotta say,
send that to him. We'll go send that to him.
Compelling argument by Kyle against Christmas Story,
dude. Any kids movie from a different era now is just not gonna hold up. Yeah. You know, I mean, or we'll have difficulty. And just any Chris, wait till you start watching these Disney movies with your son, and it's just like, yeah. Okay, you didn't bat an eyelash when this happened or that happened, or right. You know, Simba, you know, eats it. You know, you didn't think about that.
Mufasa.
Pardon me. That's right. Mufasa eats it. You don't think about that.
No.
So.
It's a good call.
That's
there.
What I'm saying. Now that you're the dad, you're like, why does every dad, every parent eat it during a Disney movie? What's up with that?
Yeah.
You know, that's all. I don't know what their malfunction is.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Did Walt lose his dad, or like, is that what happened? Did Oswald the rabbit, you know, have a difficult time?
I'm still tripping off of Oswald the rabbit. Like, they gave that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gave that up for Al Michaels.
Like, well, I mean, that was...
They got it back.
Oh, I'm sorry. They got
for
it
Al.
Back.
They got it back. They gave it up years ago, and they got it back. Yeah, they got it back for Al. Yeah. All right, phone lines are lit. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. There's a lot of injury news in the NFL that you're going to update us on, correct, Christopher Brockman?
Correct.
I saw that Nick Chubb was ruled out based on my ESPN fantasy app, but you're telling me the opposite. There's a latest on him.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to talk about of a lot of big-time players as we enter week number 11 in the National Football League 2021 season. Your phone calls at 844-204-RICH when we come back. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I just showed Morgan Freeman, who was here, what, 3-4 years ago, and asked him about Shawshank, and you asked him what his favorite Morgan Freeman
movie. I asked Morgan Freeman what his favorite Morgan Freeman movie
right, and he, because it was our poll question, and he basically said all of them, and then you said life's about making choices, Morgan, is that what you said to him?
Yeah.
Like, you lost your mind. Like,
I don't know why I did that. And then, I was like, life's about making choices. Very aggressive.
That's what you said. Life's about making choices, Morgan. That's what you said.
Yeah, the Morgan.
And it's just like,
too aggressive.
You know, I'm telling you what, man.
I feel bad for that.
You should put a magnet next to that tape.
And then we eventually got around to, because he said Million Dollar Baby was his favorite one. And I said, you know, won the Oscar for that. And he said, oh, that's right. You know,
he was like, oh,
he said, Driving Me Daisy. And then he eventually got to Million Dollar Baby because he loved working with Clint Eastwood, which got me to one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Unforgiven.
It's amazing.
Which is
that's something we
a remote drop
on,
for me.
I
so amazing. I know that, which makes the conversation that we've had today about movies that people generally love that you don't care for, that, you know, when you hear the movie that I'm saying that I don't care for, or if you hear a movie somebody says I don't care for, and you do, one of those people who do love it. It is offensive. Like, I would be offended. I would wonder who you are as a person if you said you didn't care for Unforgiven.
Right.
For me, that's Jaws.
Right. Like, well, I mean, the reason why someone wouldn't care for Jaws is they don't want to be scared. You know what I mean?
Right. Or they True. Have a fear
like
of
now
sharks
we look at Jaws and we're like, that looks like a mechanical animal, like a you know, mammal, whatever a shark is. You know.
Thank God.
So
Spielberg is
right.
Didn't have any of that.
Shark's not an animal.
Is there an animal? It's a fish. Yeah. All right. All right. I mean, I keep thinking of dolphins.
We need a bigger boat.
Okay. Here we go. Let's Uh-oh. Jump into our phone lines.
Oh, God.
Kathy in Philadelphia. Kathy. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Kathy?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
What's up?
What's up, Kathy?
Well, first, my movies that people rave about that I'm just like, is really anything Tarantino. I'm just
Okay.
But I actually have a question for Brockman. Now that A Christmas Story is as old as Casablanca was when you were a kid, how would you feel about somebody saying they didn't want to watch A Christmas Story because it was old?
Well, it's in color, so, you know, that automatically boosts it. So,
see, Kathy, you thought you would try and catch him and embarrass him about his complete caveman quality when it comes to old movies, but he's not
a caveman.
You can't shame him. He's unshameable when it comes to that.
I mean, it's true, Rich, because if you don't enjoy the classics because they're not in color, it is shameful. I agree.
Well, I don't know if Brockman can be shamed at all, Kathy, because because again, what term do you use for a man if he can be unshameable, of a man who gets so angry about his team drafting a certain player and then says he's going to have to talk himself into liking that player, and then 10 games into that player's career, he shows up on the show where he says such a thing with a shirt that says Mac to the Future. What do you say about a guy?
As a Bill fan, I would call him a Patriots fan, a typical Patriots fan.
Okay.
So
there you go. Well done. Kathy in Philadelphia, as always, a top-notch phone call from Kathy.
I got all these rings in my ear, so I didn't really understand.
Yeah, I mean, shameless. Mac to the Future.
Play it again.
He's wearing that shirt today. Robert Kraft presents a Bill Belichick team. That's what it says, right? Not production, because you don't want to piss off Bill.
Yeah.
Mac to the Future. Very good. By the way, anybody who says Back to the Future, they don't care for that. I don't know what your problem is either.
Yeah, you're out.
See, I guess what it is. Dave in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Rich. Hey, first, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Big That's fan right. of all of you guys. Thanks for making my afternoons back east a little
Thanks.
Bit better.
I appreciate
Rich,
that.
Absolutely. Got to agree with you on A Christmas Story. You know, I think that's kind of, for me, just kind of like background noise. It's a little bit dark, but it's nice to have on the 24 hours that TBS, you know, runs it. And I'm sitting under the tree at midnight on Christmas Eve saying, oh, fudge to myself when I'm trying to put a racetrack together or something
sure.
like that.
Sure.
So it just doesn't, you know, Home Alone or Christmas Vacation, those are the ones where I drop the remote.
Okay.
And I really like those. But the movie for me that many people like, in fact, my brother-in-law, it's his favorite movie of all time, is Fight Club. And I'm not a Fight Club guy, you know. I'm not even a take it or leave it on Fight Club. I leave it. And I like all those guys, but I just leave it.
Here's how much you don't like Fight Club, Dave, is you're talking about it right now. And you know what the first rule of it is. You know what I'm saying?
I know the first rule of it, and I just broke it.
That's
Thanks
it.
Thanks for bringing that up. That's perfect irony.
That's the way to show your distaste for Fight Club is to talk about it. Thanks for the call, Dave. There you go. That's Dave in Lancaster. You just broke the first rule of it.
Right.
Not supposed to talk about it.
By the way, and the second rule.
Caleb in Houston, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Caleb?
Hey there, Rich. This is going to be a really unpopular opinion. And I'm saying this, I felt this way since I was a kid. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory sucks.
Oh!
It's boring.
Wow.
The songs stink.
Boring.
And it's not even remotely fun.
It sounds like you're saying you lose. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Absolutely. It's not even one that, like, I'm iffy on. The movie's bad.
How old are you, Caleb? How old are you?
I am 23.
Hey, Caleb, question. Which one are you watching? Are you watching the OG one or are you watching the Johnny Depp original?
And the Chocolate Factory, the old one.
The old one.
I mean, the new one's worse, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a new one.
I love Gene Wilder. Young Frankenstein is like my favorite movie of all time.
Of course. I mean, Gene Wilder's a national treasure. And in this film, it's kind of, it's dated. It's
trippy.
Weird. It's trippy as all get out. I mean, you know.
But even then, it's like, as a young kid, it stinks.
Well, thanks for your take, sir. Good day, sir. Good day, sir. You know,
no golden ticket for Caleb.
No golden ticket. No.
Sounds like
no
he went through ticket. A grip of chocolate and didn't find it.
Not a big fan of Jack Albertson, who, as you know, was the man from Chico and the Man.
Chico and the Man.
And so, you know, it is a scary, trippy film.
Yeah.
We did show it to our children because they read a lot of the Roald Dahl books.
Sure.
So we showed it to them. They knew the story. Yeah. And I thought I told this story here on the show, is we showed it to them and we were genuinely concerned about it's going to freak them out. And there's a lot of freaky parts in it. And so my daughter, Taylor, God bless her, 8 years old, says nothing throughout the whole movie. Doesn't say a single word. Credits roll. And she goes, well, that's going to give me bad dreams.
That's right.
I remember that.
By the way, some great, great names in this movie. Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt,
Augustus Gloop. Like, come on.
Well, Veruca Salt
Mike
is
TV.
Just the worst of worst of bratty kids.
Yeah,
I mean, it was.
Oh, my
she
gosh.
She deserved what she got, to be honest.
So, and it is the it
also,
was,
the idea of, like, the grandfather had been in the bed for how long, and then he just gets up and starts running around?
I mean, it's weird.
It's a golden ticket.
I get it. But so, I mean, to use the word sucks in relation
to
it,
it does not suck.
Because we're saying these movies aren't bad, we just don't care for them.
Right.
Like Wizard of Oz is another one. It's very...
Oh, now, be careful.
No, you got to... I love Wizard of Oz.
Oh, but about scary. For scary. Sean Kidd.
The
flying monkeys and the
trees.
Excuse
I was
me.
Done.
A house has dropped on another human being.
Yeah, I was done.
And that's not even in the top five.
Exactly. How about somebody melting?
I was literally lights were on when I went to bed after watching that. I was like... There's something's going to happen.
I know. Back in the day, kids don't care.
You know what? Hot take. Kids are tougher back then.
Kids are tough. before we throw it a break, I want updates. Tell me who's in, who's out. What do you got for me? There's
updates,
so many
names.
There's so many. Let's page Dr. Brockman. You don't have that drop. Is that something you got?
Hold on,
here. We used to do this all the time.
I had a lab coat.
But you had a lab coat. You used to put on. It was a very like PTI type thing that where you'd put on a lab coat.
And
you got that, Mike? Yeah, you really do? Yeah. All right, here we go. A lot of week 11 injuries.
Page Dr. Brockman. Page
at Dr. Brockman. All right, there you go. It's two pages. You finally answered your beeper.
Right. One of the best sites for injury updates I use, NBC Sports Edge. So I'm just going right down the list because there are so many. Matt Canada, Steelers OC, told reporters Ben Roethlisberger, preparing like he's going to play.
Okay, that means he's healthy or getting back from COVID-19, which is good news.
Yes.
Okay.
Logan Thomas, been dealing with a hamstring, football team tight end. Remains sidelined Thursday, so it looks like he's still out.
Okay.
Donovan Peoples-Jones did not practice Thursday. Jarvis Landry and Baker Mayfield were back for the Browns. Terry McLaurin upgraded to a full participant on Thursday, dealing with a shoulder injury.
Okay.
Green Bay Packers, you know who didn't practice?
Aaron Rodgers. What's going
dealing
on?
With a toe.
He said he's absolutely playing,
situation.
Though. Yeah, he's absolutely playing.
I'm just telling you, guy missed 10 days before, didn't practice. Now he's not practicing again. What are we talking about?
Packers, Vikings, man. This is it, man.
Huge game.
This is it.
Who's showing up for? What Minnesota team are we going to see?
We got to see Kirk Cousins ball out. That's it. And we got to see.
He's been amazing this year. 16 touchdowns, 2 picks.
But when it comes down to it, now it's the time for him to actually show up as the 16 touchdowns, 2 picks guy. Let's go.
No Alan Lazard, but Devontae Adams practiced, both dealing with shoulder injuries. Cole Beasley. Back at practice for Buffalo. Let's see. Marquise Brown and Lamar Jackson, no practice on Thursday for Baltimore. Nick Chubb.
It's an illness, right, for Lamar?
Yeah, non-COVID illness for Lamar Jackson.
That's good.
Browns OC Alex Van Pelt said Nick Chubb and Demarek Felton trending in the right direction in their return from the COVID list.
Trending in the right direction.
Jared Goff, no practice for Detroit. Kyler Murray, second day in a row, back at practice for Arizona. Dallas Goedert, he's dealing with a concussion. Back at practice for Philadelphia. No practice for DeAndre Hopkins.
Again.
So,
wow. Hold
David on. Bakhtiari not at practice for Green Bay and Cordarrelle Patterson. Quote, seems like an uphill battle
wow.
to play tonight against New England.
Wow.
Oh, and from ESPN.
Yes, sir.
Diana Rossini, our good friend, reports, quote, optimism. Derrick Henry, early January.
Yeah, baby. The diminisher is not to be denied his return. Yes, that would be great.
The replenisher.
The replenisher.
Yeah. We're back.
Where were you? That's been the question.
Yeah,
you have to wonder. You have to wonder with the Cardinals off next week. By the way,
D-Hop's definitely.
By the way, what a great time to have a bye Thanksgiving week. What a win.
Oh, that's perfect.
W that is.
Yep.
I would say DeAndre Hopkins probably not playing.
You're exactly right. Sit him
Kyler
out.
Kyler Murray though. You're doing get him back out there.
Right. It's a division game. You got to win your division games.
Yeah, absolutely. And Colt McCoy, you know, didn't look good last week. Got a little banged up.
Get him out there. And
I
then,
would expect Kyler Murray.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then get DeAndre Hopkins right for the final six.
Yes.
You're dealing with a hamstring. Don't mess around.
And the fantasy playoffs.
Obviously, oh, my gosh.
Top of the list.
Okay, bud. Here we go. Well done, Dr. Brockman.
Hey.
Well done. Well done. We'll take a break. More of your phone calls. Phone lines are lit. We'll wrap up the show, tell you who we've got for the rest of the week here, and get you ready for Thursday Night Football tonight.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
844-204-RICH, number to dial, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. You can see all your favorite superstars as they battle it out at WWE Survivor Series.
Let's go.
Watch it live this Sunday on Peacock, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Go to peacock.com to sign up now. Streaming live, again, Sunday the 21st, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, WWE Survivor Series. Roman Reigns is on tomorrow's show.
Oh, yeah. Acknowledge him, Rich.
I shall indeed.
You got to acknowledge the tribal chief.
This is why we love doing this show. Roman Reigns and Bruce Arians on the same show.
About that?
We must acknowledge him as well.
That's must-see TV right there.
I think so. Oh, and must-listen radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the grab bag.
And the grab bag tomorrow.
I still got to come up with.
You haven't done it yet? You said you had like a list of like 20, 30.
I did. But like I said, I've tried to kind of make them have something to do with something that we've discussed throughout the week.
Sounds so good. You're trying to be topical.
That's the word I was looking for.
Got it. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Lawrence in Philadelphia have been hanging on the longest. We'll take your call. What's up, Lawrence?
Hello,
Lawrence. You are on the air. Where are you in Philadelphia? Are you outside getting...
I'm in Bryn Mawr, PA. I'm a mailman, so I'm walking, delivering mail.
That's nice.
Shout out to Pennsylvania.
Hey, Lawrence?
Yes.
Rich, first thing I want to say is, Rich,
yes.
I grew up with you from ESPN till you transferred over to NFL Network, coming to DirecTV. So this is like a huge honor that I'm on your show right now.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's an honor that we're part of your appointed round, sir. We're honored to be part of your appointed round.
It's dope.
Oh, every day. I wait for 12 o'clock every day, go to Peacock, and listen to Rich Eisen. I mean, I like listening to you on the YouTube clips.
Okay, great.
I don't know, that makes your show better for some odd reason. I don't know why.
Great. That's great. Love it. Thank you for that.
I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. Christmas Story, I mean, I don't like it either. I mean, my mom plays it every single year since I've been born, so I don't really like it. But we did come up with a term from the movie, Come On, Ralphie.
Yeah.
When someone does something, it's like, come on, Ralphie. So we came up with that from that movie.
Okay.
But the new segment that you did today,
what's it called again? What are we going on?
Yeah, Lawrence, glad you asked. What's more likely?
What's more likely?
You did a segment where between Dallas and Kansas City, who has the easier path to the Super Bowl of this game?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say, I mean, Kansas City, because clearly the AFC is just like whatever, and the NFC is dominating this year. But for Dallas, it really doesn't matter what seed they get, if it's the 1 through 7, because every single playoff game for them is going to be a home playoff game, no matter where they go. Their fans travel well, and they travel in packs. So if Dallas is number 1, 2 through 7, they're going to be home playoff game for the Cowboys, at no matter whose stadium they go to.
All right.
It'll be a home playoff game. So that'll take a lot of pressure off of them, being at someone else's role, like at someone else's home, and then you hear all your Cowboys fans cheering. And also, you were saying, like, the Jerry Jones Mahal is not, like, it's not, an advantage. But in the 4 playoff games that have been there, Rich, they are 3-1. So they are 3-1. And those 4 playoff games that they had in Dallas, they are 3-1.
So are you a Dallas Cowboy fan delivering the mail in Pennsylvania?
DC for life.
Okay. Okay.
Big Dallas Cowboy
fan. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay. All right. So.
And what city in Pennsylvania did you say?
Where are you now?
Philly.
Oh,
born and raised, Philadelphia.
I love that. So you went into the dirty Yardbirds area, and you're repping. I know that was hard for you growing up, same way it was for me in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, I got the Dallas Cowgirls. I got the Dallas Crybabies.
Another weak one.
I got ridiculed for all things Dallas, you know, and I just sat through all of it, and I'm still here. Like I never left.
And now, if he walks up and somebody's got like their letter that needs delivered, suddenly it's like third class postage all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
depends if they got an eagle flag hanging in New York.
This is a pleasure chatting with you, Lawrence.
Yeah. I see a bunch of those hanging up as I'm walking, and everyone knows around here that I'm a Cowboys fan. So a lot of times they don't even want me to come up. They're eagle fans over here.
Well, we appreciate you being out there every day. Call back again, Lawrence. Thanks for the call.
Watch out for dogs, Lawrence.
I love that. I love them when we're talking to, we've had postal workers on their routes, right? People on their
truck drivers. That's
awesome.
Dope, man.
Let's go to Mike in Orlando, Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rich, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on? What's up?
You guys have been talking movies today, so I have the ultimate start bench cut for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hold on, Mike. Do we have that drop? Do you have that drop, Mike?
Is it possible? Value this here.
Is it possible that we can do this? Just set up Mike properly at all? Mike is, hold on a second. Mike, your namesake, your namesake.
I thought that was a video. I have to look.
I don't know. Don't worry about it. All right, Mike, go for it.
I don't know.
You got to start.
All right.
It's time to start.
Bitch, cut.
What do you got?
Godfather.
Okay.
Godfather 2.
Right.
And the Sting.
Oh, jeez.
This is I'm going to leave this to Rich. This is all
this
you, Rich.
This is wrong for you to do. All of a sudden, we're out of time. We're up against it, as they say. All right. Wow.
The Godfather.
Not right.
The Godfather Part 2.
You want me to do this for you?
No, no. I
know what you're going to pick.
And the Sting.
I can do this.
I'm going to write it down and see if this is kind of where this is like newlywed game meets.
See how well Brockman knows you.
Meets start bench cut. Hold on.
I'm going to do this for you.
I'm going to write it down. Hold on a minute. Let me write it down here.
I was going to vamp until you're done writing it down. Knowing you like I do, I know that you're going to start The Sting. It's your favorite movie. You love Robert Redford. You love Paul Newman. That is going to be your start. You are going to bench Godfather 2 because it is superior to Godfather 1, even though the gap is very, very narrow, and you are going to cut Godfather 1.
Okay, here we go. I have now written them down. It's now time to see if the newlywed game between me and Chris Brockman, who've been around way too long around each other, is true or not. And the answer is Sting is started. I benched Godfather 2, and I cut The Godfather.
Thank you.
Brockman, Brockman knows me well. And how dare you, Mike, in Orlando, Florida? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you do that to me? But thanks for the call. There you go. There you go. You do know me, Chris. You hear all my stories. It's ridiculous.
Brockman, I would have went that way, too.
Yeah.
Jonathan in Beverly Hills, California. Hey. Not too far away. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, Rich.
What's up?
I am very upset with you and the NFL Network lately. Why is it
that Lawrence David has not been on to talk about the New York Jets.
He's been here.
I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, but still, if we're going to talk about the Jets the way that people do, at least bring some levity and bring somebody who actually knows football, the man who actually told Mike McCagnan to draft Lamar Jackson. And besides, you and Larry have a chemistry that is off the chart.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. He was here a few days. Are you calling from, like, the elevator of one of the garages around the corner from Prada? Where are you calling from in Beverly Hills? Where are you?
He's on Rodeo.
Oh, I'm calling from his house. Okay. Very good. All right, very good.
Attaboy.
All right, no, look, man, Larry was here and getting up. Did you hang up on
him? No,
Larry?
No, okay. Here.
No, I'm here.
Okay, God bless. Larry was here, and I think he feels the same way that I do, just totally resigned, and we're in,
defeated.
We're defeated. Another lost season. Maybe we'll get him on NFL Network. We'll do that. But thanks for the call. Appreciate
I'm telling
that.
You, put him and Irv together. Like, imagine the match. Like, just imagine what will happen putting him and Irv together.
That would, by the way.
Imagine a dinner with those two together.
Okay, very
that would
good.
Be something
That's
else.
Right. Thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate that. Wink and a nod. Is that what you're saying? Larry and Irv. A Lerv segment.
Hey.
A Lerv. Right.
Hey, what would the segment name be for that? Because I love football 101. Whoever came up with that
well,
over there.
Well,
because
it's 88 plus 13.
88 plus 13. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, Eminem back in the day.
Eminem.
Let's see.
I don't know.
You know it was always awesome. What can we do a Larry David Michael
I don't know.
Segment name?
M-I-N-L-D? Mild.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, but not, you don't
want,
not mild. You don't want mild.
Yeah,
anyway,
mild. That's a hot take. That's right. Mild takes.
Those aren't going to be
These
mild
are not
takes.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, no. All right. What's our poll results, Christopher? I know I'm throwing you a little bit of a curve because we haven't talked about that
I'm
since
getting
the
first
Oh, well, Doltuve's getting killed. So the one we threw out about the movies, which of our popular movies that we don't care for, most egregious, Del Toof, Shawshank, 60%.
Man, come on. I knew I was going to get...
That's embarrassing.
No, I'm glad because otherwise I'd have gotten crushed for saying A Christmas Story.
That's true. Our football poll, so which shrug emoji team do you believe most will turn it around heading into week 11? Colts, 38%.
Yeah, I would choose them too.
Browns, 34%. Vikings, 22%. Falcons, 6%.
Well, the Browns are going to be 6-5. I imagine they're not going to tie the Lions. That would be the nadir, if you will, low point of the Baker Mayfield era if they lose at home to the Lions.
That would be bad.
That would be particularly bad. You know, and then comes the back-to-back home-and-home with the Ravens wrapped around a bye week. That's it. That's what's coming up for the Browns.
Yeah, Colts can do it. I think they're playing better than all these teams.
Tomorrow's show, Friday show, Roman Reigns and Bruce Arians and you. We'll add some more spice to it, if necessary, between now and then. Thanks to our today's guests, Dwayne Wade and Kyle Brandt, Matt Light, and you. Back to take you to Brother from Another on Peacock.